This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An international dog sled race that draws thousands of spectators to northern New England for 30 years will not take place in 2021 because of the pandemic. Organizers said the event in Fort Kent, Maine, the Can-Am Crown International Dog Sled Races, wouldn't be safe to hold this year. Plus, the races would have also been complicated by border restrictions in place between the United States and Canada. Elon Musk on Monday became America's second richest person, surpassing Bill Gates. The 49-year-old entrepreneur has a net worth of $127.9 billion. Musk added $100.3 billion to his net worth this year, the most of anyone on Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Amazon's Jeff Bezos at $179 billion ranks him number one. Purdue Pharma, the company that invented OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to 3 federal criminal charges. 470,000 deaths have been blamed on opioids like OxyContin for over 20 years. Purdue agreed to pay $8 billion as the company moves through bankruptcy court.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With politicians attempting to cancel your Thanksgiving festivities, one reliable fact of life will garnish televisions across America. Football and the National Football League will be here Thursday to rescue you from Aunt Emily's flip phone photos. 3 games are on tap. Houston will play Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Breaking down college football's top 25, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season will release Tuesday with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the 4th spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 as the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches' polls this week. Cincinnati is the highest-ranked Group of 5 team, coming in at number 7 with an 8-0 mark. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. The Falcon 9 rocket fired its 9 kerosene-fueled Merlin 1D engines and roared off Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Said once by Joseph Stalin, he said this about elections, it doesn't matter who votes, it only matters who counts the votes. Is this is what we're seeing in America today, and why people, are just in a quandary, and they're questioning and doubting the institutions. It's like the institutions have failed us, and what has been exposed is that they're probably more corrupt than we even want to admit. It's that moment in time, that Jack Nicholson moment of you can't handle the truth. Is this where America is right now? Well, the president's legal team insists that they have the evidence. Sidney Powell says the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. And the other question is the Dominion voting system key to proving voter fraud? And we're going to definitely be talking about this voter fraud issue that many in the mainstream media would want us to believe that doesn't exist. I mean, it's been repeatedly said, even by the former attorney general, you've heard me say this before, Eric Holder, who insists that there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, well, how can that be when people keep getting arrested and they're in jail for, for voter fraud? How can there be no such thing as voter fraud? It's like Jerry Nadler saying, Antifa is a myth. Well, but Antifa's on the streets burning down buildings and destroying jobs and people's lives. But that's just a myth. I mean, what are we, delusional? I mean, this is reality. Are we delusional that, the powers that be of big tech, that they are not doing their job in making sure that conservative voices are out there, but, they come before the Senate and they want you to believe, like, well, there's nothing here, that we are sincere in making sure that there is a balanced opportunity for people of diverse views, but yet their actions tell us differently, and this is why they were a bit on the hot seat as much as they could be, but, they're really not going to feel the heat in the seat until Congress decides to come together and do something about the special dispensation that they've had over the years, because they've definitely crossed the line. They're no longer a utility. They're absolutely publishing. And to hear their response and how they talk about, qualifying speech and throttling back things. I mean, and even Dorsey, I mean, what an out-and-out lie. It's like, you almost need some connection to the seat of their pants that when they say something, they get a little jolt, and especially something as obvious as what he said in saying that within, 24, 48 hours that they had rectified that situation in blocking the post. It wasn't anywhere close to that. It was more like 2 weeks. That's the truth of the matter. Horace Cooper is reconnected with us, and now we can feel a lot better about it now. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program. Thanks.
Always good to have you here. Let's talk about this thing that many in the mainstream media says does not exist, called voter fraud.
Well, absolutely. One of the opportunities opportunities that I've had over the years in coming on your program is to talk about the importance of making sure that lawful voters cast the vote that decide the policies and leaders who are going to serve the American people. The whole concept of self-government is not that our overseers and our betters make decisions for us, but that we get to. And it is striking, it is truly striking, when you ask how real people feel about the policies that are going to regulate them, that are going to control them, that are going to tax them, versus those who are ghosts, those who are convicts, those who are illegals in the country unlawfully, or other people who are not lawfully allowed to participate in a local election. There is a striking divergence.
Right.
Just consider the group of people who are talking about unlawfully registering to vote in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Those people do not wish to live with the policies that they are going to inflict upon Georgia. They're wanting to take the policies that are already miserable and use them to take over the elections in Georgia. Real people reject these kinds of policies. It is unlawful and fraud votes that are more willing to embrace these kinds of policies.
Break that down a little bit more specifically, but before you do, I mean, we've touched on several things, but we're not even talking about ballot stuffing. Those votes that have happened that really leave us all wondering what the heck's going on. I mean, not that long ago, I think, a week and a half before the election, the big question from Gallup, that infamous question, are you better off today than you were 40 years ago? 56% said they're better off today. Economy, even in the midst of COVID, all that's going on, you know, the president has victories at every turn with our military, our national security. I mean, just go right on down the list. Home ownership amongst minorities on the rise. Small business is opening. And, you know, time and time again, it's one success after another. And we don't want the guy to come back to the plate again. I mean, that's like a baseball team saying, I know this guy's hit, you know, the last time he's been up, he's hit home runs, but let's leave him on the bench this time. Does that make sense?
Who's approaching 0.0.
Yes.
Get him in. Give him a chance.
Yeah.
It's just an important game. Maybe the World Series.
The World Series, yes. Game 7 of the World Series, and we're going to get somebody up with a 0-0-0 batting average and take out our the guy that's been hitting home runs every time.
Yeah. So this is the thing, though. We see this. We regularly see this phenomenon where those who, quote, I call them our betters,
mm-hmm.
they see themselves as superior. They believe in a vision in which government sends administrators and bureaucrats from Washington, D.C., all across America to control, dictate, and tax. And they believe that's the way you stop homelessness. That's the way you stop hunger. That's the way you stop illiteracy. That's the way you stop a family breakup.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is the evidence shows overwhelmingly the opposite.
I was going to say, because you go there and you say, wherever has that worked?
Yeah, and it's remarkable. This is why when actual people are asked their view, they choose self-government. They choose limits from Washington. I saw a result that when it was about 4:30 or 5 o'clock on election day, and I said the exit surveys are all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in more than 40 years, the exit survey showed a 15-point margin with Americans saying, we want government to do more, not less. We need more social services, not less. Every election, even when Barack Obama won twice, every election, a majority of people on election day said, government often messes things up rather than fixes things.
It's Bill Martinez live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes the truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, you've heard it said that figures never lie. It's liars who figure. Do you kind of feel like that's a little bit about what we're experiencing, that we're all a bunch of mushrooms? They're doing everything they can to keep us in the dark. And, boy, I'll tell you, you can hear the truck backing up, bang, 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 and all the manure being thrown on us to keep the truth away from us. Because, as Horace Cooper was saying earlier, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look at these anomalies and say, wait a minute, there's something real fishy here, and it causes you to be real uncomfortable and doubtful of what these election so-called experts are telling us. And, you know, even Sidney Powell herself has said the evidence is coming at her like a fire hose. But, Horace Cooper, you know, when you are so deluged with evidence and the clock is running, you've got to pick and choose which evidence is going to be the groundbreaking evidence that makes it, you know, irrefutable, and that really stops even the mainstream media and all these other opposing powers to realize that they've got their hand caught in the cookie jar. Is that even possible here?
So one of the things is that the American people need to realize we've been fed a false narrative. Civil cases do not require you to have already proved your case before you file. If you are Lilly Ledbetter and you come into federal court and you want to say that my employer for the last 25 years didn't compensate me properly, you actually don't have to have all of the proof that would be irrefutable in order to come to court. You make an allegation that is serious, and then you proceed to take evidence, some of it you get through discovery, and the rest of it you bring based on your own documentary research, and you present that either to the jury or to the judge. We're being told that the president's campaign, if they allege irregularities, they shouldn't be allowed to do so unless they can prove that they will win ultimately. And you say, well, isn't that a good standard? Well, that's the opposite of the lawful standard, because one of the things that going into court gets you the right to do is to depose people,
right,
to ask them under oath and to seize materials and documents. The Trump administration does not control the ballots, does not control the ballot process, does not control the hiring of those election officials. These are all people outside the scope of the control of one of the parties in the litigation. So it's been unhelpful for the media to posit this. If I were to allege, not me personally, but if it was alleged that listening to talk radio caused cancer, I promise you, the left-wing media would run with just that mere allegation. They would not say proof. They would warn us, oh, don't listen to Bill Martinez. You could get cancer.
Right.
And yet in this case, a much higher hurdle is being presented, and it influences judges.
Yes.
It influences jurors. And that's part of what's going on. Now, I do believe that there are several good constitutional arguments that if they ever were presented in federal court would likely yield a positive appreciation on the part of the courts if they get to them.
But now we're and getting to the right judge, because we've already seen in some decisions where an activist judge, or obviously a Democrat leaning judge, if not committed judge, has not been giving a beneficial decision to the Trump campaign.
So we just see in the state of Arizona, the state of Nevada, an entire area representing 150 plus thousand voters being pulled, the election results being pulled, and an announcement that a new special election is going to have to occur. In 2019, we got a chance to see that just because of about 2,500 ballots, that a congressional race had to be revoted. In April of this year, we had a Philadelphia case in which a local election had to actually be revoted, where judges in each one of these cases determined that the degree of fraud alleged made it impossible to be sure that the outcome was the actual outcome. And none of those three cases did our friends in the media go, well, wait a second, aren't you casting doubt on the democratic process? Aren't you, did you reach this conclusion with irrefutable proof. In all three of the cases, it was determined that it was likely we can't know for sure, even though in all three, a winner had been called. Amazing that that's the real standard, but we're being presented in the media with an approach that doesn't reflect reality at all.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up. This is key.
Have gotten her case if this standard were the ones that was supposed to apply.
So we know that this is the standard, and thank you. I mean, you're the former constitutional law professor. You know from which you speak here, and so you have standing. Are you confident that this will be the case going forward? Because we have this sense that, you know, here we've got President-elect Joe Biden. I mean, you know, he calls himself that. Officially, he is not a president-elect at this moment. He has not been confirmed. Nothing has confirmed him other than the media. And last time I checked, that's not the media's responsibility, is it?
It's not the media's responsibility. Joe Biden actually said clearly during the first debate that he would not declare himself the winner until he was certified as such. And I was here in 2000 when there was a contested presidential election, and there was no argument being made that somehow the ability of the incoming Bush administration's transition was destroyed by going forward with this debate, with this conflict, with this litigation. It is amazing what it's like to be a progressive today.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about the past. You don't have to worry about yesterday. Every day is a fresh new day, and your new principle is just long enough until bedtime. And then tomorrow you can reevaluate the principle that you asserted vigorously yesterday and now say, no, I meant something else.
And not to mention the dangerous rhetoric that they pour into the body politic. The bloodstream of the body politic is so corrupt when Joe Biden says that people are dying as they're waiting for this transition team and things to take place. I mean, how hyperbolic, how irresponsible for an incoming, an alleged incoming president to make that kind of statement. But as you say, it is choice ground that progressives live in a choice world where rhetoric, irresponsible rhetoric goes unaccountable.
It is amazing. As I said on Fox News the other night, it is caviar for me, limitations for thee.
Right.
They do the very things they tell us that we can't do. I would love it if we had a real working media and they said, hey, high elected official, we're just wanting to see if we can shadow you for Thanksgiving. I want you to sit alone. I want you to sit at home. I want you to sit by yourself, no fancy food, and don't in any way do anything that is contrary to the advice that you're giving the American people. Well, we don't have a working media that would take on that responsibility, and I can promise you what we would see if we did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, between big tech, the working media, they are foregoing, they're missing in action at our expense right now. Horace, as the expert here, and all the analysis and everything that you've presented to us, knowing what you know now, what is the prescription for the voter politic in America today?
Absolutely. Write to your leaders and tell them you want accountable voting, you want an audit, and you want to make sure that real Americans are voting and not those who would thwart their aspirations.
And what about you know, the one state that said, okay, we're gonna hand count, but we're gonna send the bill to President Trump's presidential team, his election team?
No, it is really truly remarkable that it's not in everyone's interest to have honesty in voting.
Horace Cooper.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back in America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have our next guest, Lee Filson. She's back. Mayflower descendant, executive director of Seed Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town and county of Plymouth, Massachusetts. But before we bring Lee on directly, just a little bit of background. You know, this year is going to be an unusual Thanksgiving holiday, as we all know and are expecting. Many of us are going to stay home to go to family gatherings that are smaller than usual. 2020 has been a pretty rough year, especially for Plymouth, Mass., where they are commemorating the 400th anniversary of the historic Mayflower sailing into Plymouth Harbor. They call Plymouth America's hometown because it is the first place in our country that entire families landed and settled. They are known for the Mayflower Compact and a peace with a local tribe that led to a feast that is the symbol for our current Thanksgiving celebrations each year. Pandemic or not, entire families still travel to Plymouth every year, the land of Thanksgiving. And today, Lee Filson, as I mentioned, is with us. Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm thrilled to be here, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone, even if it is smaller.
Yes, well, Thanksgiving, small, large, or however you're able to manage it, God bless you, and just appreciate the salutation, because hey, Thanksgiving is a special time of year, and even in the midst of COVID, we have still so much to be thankful for, don't we?
We certainly do, and coming to Plymouth when you're ready, it should be definitely on your list to find out just how this piece of history in America came about and what it's all about. It's a part of all of us. There are over 10 million of us out there that are descendants of the Pilgrims.
Wow, that's incredible. That many still, so that's awesome that there are that many. And, of course, you are one of them. There is something so special about Plymouth, Massachusetts, and this is why if you've ever been there, or even if you've seen footage of the events that take place, I have. It's on my bucket list, I will tell you that, Lee. I've got to come out. I keep saying this every year, but I promise I will come out.
You truly have to, because under normal circumstances, cases, and starting with 21, we hope this whole pandemic is over. But the weekend before Thanksgiving, we have a huge parade that people come from all over the country and the world to see. And then that's followed by events throughout the week and a wonderful illumination event that evening where you carry candles down to the waterfront and you see a bit of a show and then go and dine in the area. It's a wonderful week of activities. And this is America's hometown because the Pilgrims really were America's family.
And when you go there and you see it, you understand why it is. And I would say that, you know, not that the Pilgrims experienced the pandemic like we did. They had their share of diseases they had to deal with, right?
They did. And as a matter of fact, there are a lot of parallels there. 3 years before the Pilgrims arrived, the Wampanoags had been living in that same area, and at that time they called Plymouth Patuxent. They had been there over 10,000 years, and a pandemic came through and wiped out almost all of the tribe. And those that remained moved on to other places to get away from it. 3 years went by, and the Pilgrims landed and started to settle there. But they also were very ill from having traveled 63 days across the water. Over half of them died, so there were only 51 left that settled the area, now known as Plymouth.
Interesting that, you know, our histories interweave, don't they, between the Pilgrims and...
They really do.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, is this the reason why the Mayflower Thanksgiving, we consider this to be the first Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, it's actually not the first in terms of being the first in the country. The reason we call it the first Thanksgiving is because the Pilgrims got here, and as William Bradford wrote, went through the winter of death. There were only 51 left. The Wampanoags came along. There was a great peace alliance that lasted for half a century, but they helped them learn to plant, and they also helped them in many other ways. Both sides defended each other, took care of each other, and by the autumn of 1621, there was actually a bountiful harvest, and that was the first clue to the Pilgrims that they actually were going to survive. Right. They were thankful for so many things, for the world, for each other, for the food that was there, the bountiful harvest, and mostly that they survived.
Exactly.
And so later on, Abraham Lincoln created the Thanksgiving holiday, a holiday of gratitude, and used them as a symbol.
Wouldn't that be amazing on the 400th anniversary of this incredible historic event that America would realize that divine providence once again is there with a sign to demonstrate to us that we're going to get on the other side of this COVID-19. What do you think?
I agree with you. I really do think, and I do think that we will get past it, and I think times will be good again. And I think it also is an example to everyone that perhaps trying to get along better, as the Wampanoags and the Mayflower Pilgrims did at that time for the period that they stayed in harmony, is a good example. It takes a lot of forgiveness for us to get to the other side of the mess we're in right now, and I think that they are a good example of how to do that.
And, of course, the Pilgrims, because of their faith, led the way. And the Indians were ready for this as well, which was really special. And so, you know, perhaps, Lee, this is what we would need. This would be our prayer for this Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Lots of myths about that Thanksgiving between the Pilgrims and the Indians. Did they eat turkey and pumpkin pie like us?
Well, they did. They ate turkey. They probably would have had pumpkin, but not pumpkin pie. But the turkey would have been very different. It would have been really gristly. It would have been hard to chew and not at all like what we're used to at all. In fact, I think we would have hated their turkey. But they did indeed eat from everything off the earth. And the Wampanoag tribe brought in venison. They had venison. They had fowl. They had fish. They had all of the things that were plentiful of the earth at that time.
Now, tell us about the Mayflower ship. I mean, that is spectacular. It so stands out in the event whenever you see the videos and, you know, things going on. The Mayflower ship that is there at Plymouth that we can visit.
Yes, There is a replica of the ship Mayflower here in Plymouth that you can actually go on and you can climb down into the lower deck where they lived for 63 days in a space with 102 people that they could barely stand up. They could not stand up straight because the ceiling was too low, and they could only drink beer. Water was not safe, and it was a pretty miserable existence for 63 days. And if you travel here today, you can go upon a ship and learn all about that.
How cool. Well, Lee Filson is with us, Mayflower descendant, executive director of Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town and county of Plymouth, Matt. Is Thanksgiving a big deal in Plymouth today?
Thanksgiving is a huge deal. We have a huge parade the weekend before. We have events through the week. You can eat a Thanksgiving meal like they would have eaten with examples of it at our Plymouth Patuxent Museums. There are so many things that you can do. And because 10 million of us are descended from the Pilgrims, hopefully you can put it on your list to come here and learn the entire Mayflower story, which includes the Wampanoag tribe as well.
I promise. I'm coming out to see you, Lee, soon and very soon. Let's touch on
I'm
a couple
hold
of quick.
It to that.
You're on. I keep saying this every year we talk, but we've got to do this. So, what are some of the myths about Thanksgiving? Did they really step on the rock?
Well, actually, it's very likely, thanks to a new book that's out this year by historian James Baker. He says that it's very likely in an icy cold winter when it was so horrible and the wind was blowing that it makes perfect sense that they would have taken their shallop up next to the rock, stepped off on the rock, and jumped onto land. But, of course, through the generations, some people have believed it, some haven't, but I can't really tell you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, two final questions real quick because we got to wrap this up. What else can we do in Plymouth when we visit, and where do we go for more information?
Well, when you visit, come and visit our museums, come and maybe take a whale-watching tour, eat in our restaurants, go out to Plymouth Patuxent Museums, and learn both stories of the Mayflower Pilgrims as well as the Wampanoag tribe and what happened during those 50 years before it got so much worse for Native Americans in the following generation. There's lots to do here. This is a part of your history.
Lee, where can they go for more information? Is there a website?
Plymouth400inc.org. But go to cplymouth.com, and it'll lead you there as well. And I want to wish everyone a huge, happy Thanksgiving.
Lee Filson, she's a Mayflower descendant, executive director of Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town. Thank you, Lee. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And the prevailing question, as a post-analysis of this election, this presidential election, because people want to know, what the heck happened? And a big question that has come out over and over again is, could social alienation among some Trump supporters help explain why polls underestimated Trump again? American Enterprise Institute Research Fellow Daniel Cox joins us. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot to be said. I mean, it's almost like you need a therapist to understand what has happened, because there is no doubt the polls, again, the polling masters got it wrong, and I think that they definitely manipulated going into it, because just like in 2016, Daniel, as you'll recall, they were pretty loose on the polling. And they had their thumb on the scale. It was clear from the get-go. And then all of a sudden, about a week away, they started to take their thumb off so that they wouldn't lose total credibility. And so they ended up, surviving another round. And we look to the polling guys once again. And again, they get it wrong. And now they're trying to come up with some sort of excuse as to why they got it wrong. But I think that part of what has to be considered here is your own expected outcome. If your perception is such that you want to believe that Donald Trump is not as popular as his events would indicate, and the enthusiasm gap was so broad, and you just can't admit to that, you're going to find some other way to skew the numbers, it seems. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, this is all very complicated. I've been a pollster for over 15 years, and I know a lot of people in this field, and I don't think anyone that I know, their raison d'etre is to go out and manipulate and try to convince people one way or another. I think it's really hard to do this and hard to get it right. And the reason is we have a large reservoir of people in this country who don't vote or vote irregularly. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to get a sense of how people are going to vote. You're trying to project out to a future event of an unknown population. Mm-hmm. And that is really, really difficult to do. And while the national polls in both 2016 and 2020 were actually quite good, because of Electoral College, that's not that important in determining the winner. We got to figure out what the particular outcomes of different states, which have different political cultures, different demographic populations. And so that becomes, really difficult to do. And so, again, I think that there's a lot of things that are going on and things are complicated, and certainly the porn community needs to get some of this right and mm-hmm. do better, or maybe there's got to be a different.
Well, if you don't get it right, you become irrelevant. And let me tell you, you encourage me with what you said because it leads me to believe that there's an earnest consideration about this. I mean, after all, this is your profession, and you know, if you're not producing, I can tell you in working in organizations, you are measured on results and what you could produce. You know, it's like Wall Street. If you project a certain outcome and you don't deliver, you don't last many quarters, and you kill your company. And so even though, you know, polling is not exact, and maybe there needs to be, I mean, although you will come in, you'll put that disclaimer up there, well, we this is plus or minus 2 or 3%, but in some cases when they're way far off, I mean, like you had that one outlying polling, and I'm sure the rest of the polling profession said, what are you guys out of your head? What are you talking about, 17-point differential? You know, that, unfortunately, when that gets out there, it shades the rest of the professional pollsters in much the same way like in the talk media genre. When you get people who, you know, are insane and they say crazy stuff, yeah, it throws shade on the rest of us.
Yeah, and I think something else is true, too, is that in a wide variety of fields where there's any kind of prognostication going on or forecasting, people miss things, right? A lot of people missed the housing collapse in 2008. Many of those people still have jobs. Many of those people, you know, didn't suffer any kind of repercussion. And so the thing about trying to predict human behavior and these complex systems, this is really difficult to do. And so I think we've got to have some humility when we sort of try to make these kind of claims and acknowledge. And I think some of the models and some of the forecasters did acknowledge that there was a significant amount of uncertainty. And I think, unfortunately, that is not always communicated between the poll that comes out and how the poll is covered in some media.
Right.
So I think
and how the media will grab the headline and utilize it for their own purpose instead of giving any kind of disqualifier. I think clearly one of the other things that came out here, Daniel, you know, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I would say that, you know, still, you know, there's nothing like word of mouth advertising, right? That is absolutely key. And when you have a canceling culture to the level that we have today, when people are afraid to express their opinions at the risk of losing friends and neighbors and what have you, that component needs to be considered in the aftermath of an analysis here to say how much of the cancel culture, that dynamic, how much of an effect did it have on polling being able to get it right because people were afraid. They just didn't want to talk about it, or they give you the wrong answer or tell you what they think that you want to hear so that they're not going to be shamed or, you know, be attacked because, I mean, you had people out there that they're not about to put a bumper sticker, a Trump bumper sticker on the car. It's interesting. You can put a Harris Biden sticker and not, you know, have fear of reprisal or getting keyed, but a Trump bumper sticker on your car, that ups the ante, and the chances of you getting your car keyed becomes exponential.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think that, you know, there's a larger issue here, and that's this decline in institutional confidence and trust, mm-hmm. that people are no longer as trustful of a lot of our institutions, whether it's media, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, Congress, the presidency, the judiciary. And so I think that undermines has people not trusting some of the polls and why not cooperate with the polls in the
right.
past, right? This whole industry is based on requests to participate. Like, we ask people to volunteer their time and provide us important information that is, you know, a value to the public. But I think that because people no longer trust these institutions, they're less willing to participate, and that is a real problem.
Right. Well, what do we do here, Daniel? What's the prescription? Short of, you know, the polling profession, you know, going off into the wild blue yonder and find itself mating with dinosaurs or something and just going away into non-existence.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem, too, right? Because what is the other metrics that we gauge sort of our political moment? How do we understand what Americans think about all these different things, not just elections, but particular issues or how they're living their lives and their sort of concerns, whether their family or their their employment, I mean, it becomes really difficult. In the political context, do we rely on, like, fundraising numbers or rally mm-hmm. sizes or political endorsements? There are problems with all of those. And so I think, you know, we should rely on as many kind of metrics that we have to tell a complete story. And that includes reporters going into communities, and there are a lot of good reporters doing this, mm-hmm. trying to understand communities and using polling to help provide some context, but not solely relying on polling to tell the entire story.
Right. Well, Daniel, you said something earlier that I think is key to all this, and that is that the lack of confidence that America has in its institutions. I mean, if anything is systemic right now, it would seem that the institutions have let down the American people. And this is what's happening. I think institutions, I think the American people, we're all kind of, taking a step back and kind of thinking, okay, how can I trust this? And, of course, you know, on top of all this, I mean, we're dealing with a pandemic, and we're told to, you know, listen to the science, and the science is all over the place. And, you know, I just want to hear some sober person come in and say, hey, look, at you know, we're this is a process. It's not exact, but here's the odds on favorites. These are the things that we need to do that will give us an advantage on this as we continue to figure this out, because no one in the case of the pandemic has this figured out. But meanwhile, science is all over the place, and the polling is, you know, all over the place, and you've got people revolting at a time when we need to come together and realize, in a sense, we're at war with this pandemic, and we cannot be fractured and disunified. We need to come together and realize that we are fighting a common foe here. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I think I largely agree that there's this craving for certainty among the public when we're facing fears, right? With these,
right.
Whether it's a pandemic, whether it's an election outcome that I'm really invested in, and I have a lot of anxiety about. We want certainty. We demand certainty. And the thing is, like, this was something new, the pandemic. We didn't know that the medical establishment had some ideas, but they learned a lot about the
right.
disease. And I think communicating that uncertainty is really, really important. So it doesn't undermine our confidence when things shift or the, you know, the information changes a bit. And so I think that you know, treating people like adults and sort of saying, hey, this is what we think is going on, mm-hmm. but it's subject to change when we learn new things. And that seemed to be a missing element to all this.
Well, Daniel, if I'm hearing you correctly, and you can tell me if I'm misinterpreting, but if I'm hearing you correctly, I think in all cases, whether it's polling, science, in every aspect of our life, we have got to hold to a core principle of truth and honesty. And we have to be able to look at these things objectively, setting aside our own personal preferences for the good of all concerned, especially when you are in an important position in measuring polling and public opinion, or you're in a science position, you know, trying to help people get through a pandemic. We have got to understand and embrace the fact that the truth and honesty are that driving principle, and anything outside of that makes everything suspect and, you know, ruins the institution and puts it in jeopardy. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we talk about institutions, we should not, you know, if there are problems, if there are errors, we should try to correct it and do it in a transparent way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Cox, we got to leave it there. I thank you for coming back and being on the show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of